Hey guys, what's up? I am just getting off of work and I'm actually recording a ramble because I have a bad habit of recording them and then deleting them because of like stupid reasons. Like yesterday I recorded one and I was picking up lunch. But I was stupid because I was thinking about the fact that when I was picking up my lunch, I had to tell the people my name and phone number and was too lazy to edit that out, so I just deleted it. Which, I mean, it wasn't that long anyways, and this is going to be a pretty short one too because I work pretty close to my house. But yeah, so right now I'm going to complain about the fact that the underwire in my bra is stabbing me in the side. Oh, it's so annoying and painful, and it's like not good pain because it's like in the side boob, you know what I mean? Like that's a sensitive area, I guess. I don't know. It's just, it hurts because it's a little thin wire, and it's my Victoria's Secret bra. It's very frustrating that their bra should normally last a while, and I tend to not hand wash mine like you're supposed to do. That's a lot of time and effort, but still, this one I don't feel like I've overly worn like I have some of my other ones that I own. So for this one to be stabbing me is very annoying and frustrating. But yeah, this one is like a neon peach kind of color, neon orange, I guess. I really like it. It's a very pretty color because it's like a neon peachy, like I said, big bun. But yeah. But I got paid today, and then I also have money to deposit from watching my neighbor's dogs last week. So it's kind of nice, although all of it's already going towards stuff, unfortunately, you know, bills, but yeah, so kind of nice, I guess. So I'll be going home, and then my family will be taking me to the bank because we're going to go eat at this pizza place, and the bank that I have my stuff set up at is really close to the pizza shop, so that's cool. And I get to have my favorite pizza, which is pepperoni and spinach, and it's cooked in a stone oven, and I love it so much. And the people who work there at this place are super chill, so cool. They also have amazing blackberry lemonade. It is so good, so good. But yeah. Anyways, that's what's happening. I'm absolutely starving. I made chicken fried rice yesterday, and I ate probably a cup to a half cup today around 11. Was it 11 or 12? It was 12 o'clock. Right, that's 12 o'clock. But then I only... What did I have for breakfast? Oh, I had a big bowl of Fruit Loops and milk for breakfast. And that was around 7 a.m. So yeah, I ate Fruit Loops and milk around 7. And then chicken fried rice. Like I said, it was a cup to half cup. Sorry, I'm going to try to make this light. And I made it. Ooh, it dipped down. That's fine. the truck can take it. But yeah, so, and that was around 12. And now I'm starving and I'm going to get a little pizza. Oh, I take that back. I might get a bigger pizza because that way I can bring it home and eat some later. I started working out again. I'm super sore today. I had worked out yesterday and like the soreness was setting in last night, and then when I slept, I guess I just like completely relaxed because when I woke up, I felt like I could barely move. But yeah. I really want to go swimming. I love swimming for a workout. It is so great. I love swimming so much. Plus, I just love the water. I love being outside. I love the heat. And it's so funny because in the morning, lately, they've had me to be one of the people who takes the kids outside. And so I'm outside for about 2.5 hours. And while it's not as hot as other places, surprisingly, you think Texas would be super hot right now. But in the mornings, it's been about 85 to 90 degrees, and this is like before 11, okay, that I'm talking about. However, it has been extremely humid, and the humidity is what makes it feel so much warmer than it actually is. So even though And, like, in the afternoons, we've been reaching 95, 96 Fahrenheit, obviously. But even though we've been reaching that temperature, due to the humidity and lack of wind, we haven't had hardly any wind lately, the feels like has been in the hundreds, which is fine with me. I can sit outside. Now, obviously, like, if I'm running around or playing or whatever outside, like, yeah, I'm gonna get hot. But if I'm, I could literally just, like, sit outside and lounge. Like, it's no biggie to me at all. But as I feel I've mentioned before, I used to work at a pet resort, and even though I only worked half days, I would walk 7 miles within 5 hours. Was it five? Or I guess it was longer than that. It probably was not 5 hours, but I didn't work that much. I'm trying to think. I can't do math right now because I'm driving. But yeah, so I used to walk a lot, and obviously I work during the summer, and it actually tends to get a lot hotter around August, I feel, in this area, for whatever reason. But like I said, it's humidity, so it's kind of annoying. But that's why I think I would like to live more on the coast. I think this is, like, the first ramble in a long time, because, like I said, I've deleted them, which, I'm sorry, guys, but, you know, it happens. Plus, I don't really get requests to do more rambles, but I like to talk anyways, so no biggie at all. And I know people listen to them, obviously, they get listened to. But yeah, so I want to live on the coast. I want to live by the beach. I literally love, like I said, I love swimming so much. I love being outside. I love doing stuff with my dogs, so, like, hiking. I love to take them to the beach. They've never really experienced water, just because there's nowhere I can take them. Like, they're 8 years old, and I got them when I was 12, and it's annoying because my family doesn't like animals, so they've never done anything with them. It's just me who does everything. But yeah, I really want to take them to this park, but, like, the nearest dog park is, like, 10 miles away, which with 2 80-pound labs, it's kind of a long drive. Plus, my parents don't like them being in the truck, which is another reason why I want to, or I need to, save my money and get my own car so I can do whatever the fuck I want with it, basically. Plus, then, maybe if it's my own car, I can make more trips, because the beach is, like, 2 hours away, which is fine with me. I like driving. It's no biggie for me, especially because I can just take, like, highways and stuff, so it's just, like, long drives, I guess. It's not a bunch of streets and turns and whatever. You know, turn up the radio and stuff. I really, 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 really want a Jeep, like, so bad. I think they are the coolest ever. They're just, I just love them so much. So, like I said, I love being outside, the outdoors, everything, blah, blah, blah. Honey, it is not your turn. You have a stop sign. Thank you very much. Sorry. This person was about to make a turn in front of me, which is not okay, because, if you know traffic laws, it was my turn. Anyways, that's why I watch out, because she still almost pulled out in front of me. Anyways, I'm almost home. So, like I was saying, I really, 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 really want a Jeep. Ooh, there's a cop, and he is hiding, and I am barely going over the speed limit. Anyways, so I really want a Jeep, like, super badly. I think I want a white one, just so it won't get as hot, with the tan cloth top. I don't want a hard top. I think that's kind of stupid, unless you're going to keep it on, which, like, I guess people do that, but at the same time, I want a cloth top so I can take it off, you know? Because the idea of, like, having it completely open, it just makes me so happy. Like, I don't need to have the AC on. I can be driving. Like, I don't care if it's hot. It's, I'd be having fun. It's so much fun. And then that way, like, my dogs can be in it all the time. They can always, like, hop up in it. You know, we can go for a drive anywhere. Heck, even if it's just, like, the drive-thru for food, or no, like, nothing like that. I could be obnoxious and have, like, an American flag on the back of it. Stuff like that. I can also, my friend said that she would get it for me if I got a Jeep, but, like, the tire covers that Jeeps have, if you know what Jeep Wranglers are, that's the one I want, is this thing where it says, I like to go topless. because you take the top off of your Jeep. And we joked that I need that if I get a Jeep, because that's so funny. But yeah. Anyways, I'm not parking at my house. But yeah, I really want a Jeep. But it's annoying because my brother is going to start to drive. And so my dad's like, oh, I might get you another truck. And I'm like, okay, that's not what I want. And it's still going to be his. It's not going to be my vehicle. And which comes with a bunch of limitations and shit. And so that's why I need to get my own car ASAP. Anyways, I am now home. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful day, you guys.